Good afternoon, Audioboo. It's about 5:30 Danish time, or Central European time. And I've had this day of meetings today, which is great, but it just means I've spent the whole day talking and now my head is just tired and a little bit buzzy actually from just talking all day. This morning I had a meeting with a guy called Nikolai Rosengreen, who's he's actually a composer, and he plays classic guitar and a few other instruments. But we had a really nice meeting this morning because he's doing some stuff where, of course, he wants to make himself a bit more known on social media. So we had a really nice chat this morning for about 2.5 hours, actually, which was longer than we'd planned. But talking about all of that, how we can kind of take what he does and turn it into a conversation online, and start really, really sharing it in a way that's meaningful for us, for people who want to enjoy it, of course, but also meaningful for him, in a way where it actually kind of gets people to know about the fantastic work that he does. So that was a really great conversation, actually, but a long one. And then I pretty much went straight from there. Nikolai had to go off and play a concert, actually a little lunchtime concert for a company. That's one of the things he does too. He does little kind of concerts for companies and stuff. And then I went off to visit a fantastic lady called Signe Nielsen, who's actually my partner in crime when it comes to a project called the Content Creator's Notebook. I'm actually working on a few projects at the moment, but one of them is actually this Content Creator's Notebook, which is a book which is, as it sounds, will be a notebook of sorts where there's some text. And Senior is a fantastic artist, so she's actually going to fill this notebook with some fantastic pictures and graphics, and also the main point of the book, which is something called the Content Creator's Model. But the idea with the book is that it's this form of notebook where there's some text and pictures and all kinds of things that guide you through a process where you can actually figure out what your core, if you're a freelancer, some kind of creative freelancer or something like that, where you can figure out what your core business is or what you actually want to earn a living at. And then what kind of content you can create around that to share on social media and online. Who you actually want to share it with and where you're actually going to share it. So this whole process in the Content Creator's Notebook, where we kind of take you through these steps to figure out, your what I keep calling your core business, what kind of content and things you can share online to support that, where you're going to share it, as in what platforms are you going to use, and who you actually want to share it with. So that's a book that I'm working on with this fantastic artist, Senior, who's she really is a very talented illustrator. I kind of saw that the moment we met some months ago, and it just became a really cool opportunity for us to kind of work together on this project. So I went over to see her today because we're having these kind of weekly meetings to kind of check in with each other on progress of the book. I'm doing all the text part. She's doing all the visual part, and of course, we're having regular meetings to kind of coordinate and figure out how we go. But one of the things that we're doing as we go is actually we've decided we're going to share the whole process online as much as we can. So I'm setting up a website. We've got a Facebook page which we haven't really shared at the moment because we're still setting some things up. There's a Twitter account as well, at CC Notebook. Again, not much shared there at the moment, but there will be. And then I think I'm also going to set up a specific Audioboo account for the project as well. Senior is going to start sharing some of the fantastic visual stuff that she's starting to create on these social media streams. And then I'm actually through the Audioboo account that I'm going to set up for the project. I'm going to start making kind of a podcast, but I was thinking a lot about what type of podcast it should be. One of the things in the content creator's notebook that I talk about is finding the easiest ways to do things and getting it done. So it's kind of this kind of fuck it and ship it attitude. You know, get the content done and get it out there and find the easiest way to do it. If it's on your mobile phone, do it via your mobile phone, whether it's a video, a photo, text, or whatever. If it's on your laptop, do it on your laptop. If it's on your desktop, but just find the easiest way to actually make the content and get it out there on social media. That's part of what the book is about. So I started thinking a lot about that and swallowing my own medicine, so to speak, with talking about that in the book. And I started thinking about doing a podcast and what would be involved in actually making a podcast around the book. And then I realized one of the things I do a lot when I'm writing is I read the text back to myself a lot because then I can hear what it sounds like. So if I write a whole section, then I'll spend a lot of time reading it back to myself and making corrections as I go, and then reading it again until I feel it sounds smooth, to my ears anyway, as much as you can reading it to yourself. So I thought to myself, well, if I was to make a podcast, you know, to actually do it where there's kind of jingly music and a very polished recording, and you know, all that kind of stuff, that's definitely like a whole morning or an afternoon's work, possibly more, to kind of really, really make it polished. But then I thought, well, what's the easiest way and the quickest way to do it? And then I thought the quickest way to do it would actually be to make an Audioboo account for the project, a plus account or a pro account, whatever they call it these days. And rather than actually kind of spending loads of time making a very, very polished podcast, actually just getting the content out there, because the content of the book is what is the most important thing and the things that it has to say. And I really think it's got a lot of good and useful things to tell people about how they can get going on social media. So what I'm planning to do is I'm going to set up the Audioboo account, and the podcast will literally be me just switching on Audioboo on my phone or my tablet. And then recording these sessions where I actually just read the text back to myself, and then maybe inviting people to throw their comments my way and stuff like that. So rather than spending like an enormous amount of time producing a very polished podcast, actually just throwing out these little sessions on a regular basis where I'm actually going through different sections of the book, reading it to myself or reading it to you, I guess, as the audience. And then, you know, sharing some of it that way. So that's kind of my plan for early next week. I'm going to set up that account and just start doing it. And that's really what Tina and I spoke about today, that the whole book is about just getting started on social media. So, of course, we need to demonstrate that as well. So that's what we're going to do. We're really going to start sharing a lot of the illustrations that she's making and the sketches and things that she's doing as she goes. And from my point of view, as the guy who's working on the text part, going to start sharing the what I'm writing as I'm doing it. A little bit raw and ready, but I think what is important is the things we have to say and the content and just getting that out there. So I'll let you know where you'll be able to find that Audioboo account when I set it up. But if you want to, I mean, that's going to get thrown out to the Facebook page. And also Twitter as well. If you want to jump on the account on Twitter, it's at CC Notebook. And the CC is just the two letter C's, content creators, of course. So at CC Notebook. So just jump on that account now. Not much going on right now, but as soon as we get into next week, definitely going to start sharing a lot more here on Audioboo. And then, of course, that'll go out automatically through the Twitter account as well. And then, of course, I'm going to start sharing some stuff on the Facebook page and the Twitter account a lot more as we go into the project. So that was really exciting to go in and talk to Senior about that and the progress of that. By the way, there's also a website for that project, which is, again, in the process of being set up. But you can jump on that. That's www.ccnotebook.com. You can already read a little bit of information about the project there. But, of course, I'll keep you updated here, but also on the project's accounts as well. As to the website and the progress of the project and everything as well. But that was a meeting I had with Senior about that project, which is really, really exciting. And then after that, I actually went over to visit RedWeb, which is where I did my internship last year to finish my degree in multimedia design. And it was really, really nice to pop over there and talk to Christian, who's the creative director over there. And meet some of the guys I used to work with down there as well, because I hadn't seen them for a while. And then have kind of a proper meeting with Christian, where we sat down and we spoke about some ideas to develop some video projects through RedWeb. Me as kind of coming in as a freelancer, so to speak. So we sat over a coffee and had a really good chat about things that have been going on since I left my internship last year, and how I can actually start doing some stuff for them again on a freelance basis. There's a couple of projects already which sound really, really exciting video wise, which we're going to kind of start setting in motion. So that was really, really good. So, between the meeting I had with Nikolai in the morning, which is about 2.5 hours, Senior, we sat together for about an hour and a half. And then went over to see RedWeb Christian. That was a good hour and a bit as well. I'm talking Danish, sorry. Throwing in Danish words into my conversation. That's just welcome to my world. That's tends to be how I talk when I talk to people here in Denmark who are Danes. It's a mixture of English and Danish. Bar means just. So it's just been this day of sitting, talking and managing and kicking some projects off, I guess, or at least talking about the continuation of projects as well. So I'm home now having a cup of tea. My wife and daughter will be home soon. So we'll kind of get into a Friday evening where we can just relax for a bit and I can hopefully relax and kind of get rid of. I've actually got a bit of a headache. I started getting a headache when I went out running last night, and that seems to be sticking around. So hopefully relaxing a little bit tonight on a Friday evening with my wife and daughter and watching Disney cartoons. They have a tradition of showing Disney cartoons here on a Friday evening for the kids between 7 and 8 o'clock. And normally my daughter gets to stay up late to watch that on a Friday and eat some sweets. That's a huge, huge tradition here in Denmark on a Friday evening, watching Disney cartoons. And then all the kids get to stay up a bit later than they normally would. And they also get to eat sweets as well. So that's always a kind of highlight at the end of the week for a lot of families, actually, just spending that hour with your butt on the couch, eating unhealthy sweets and watching Disney cartoons. So that'll be the first part of the evening tonight. And then the rest of the evening will just be relaxing. Hopefully this headache will disappear. I'll probably try and get an early night of sleep. And then got a fairly busy weekend ahead, actually. And then come Monday, got a few things on for next week. Some of it's Content Creator's Notebook. Some of it is some video work that I've already got going on. And yeah, hopefully there'll be some more progress with some of the video projects I've been talking about today with Christian at Redway. So yeah, some things really kicking off now, which is great. Because I've had this period where I've been unwell for a while with my arm and everything, and that's feeling a lot better. But it's also kind of adding to the positivity of that I'm able to go out now and talk to people about the projects, projects that are being ongoing, but also possibility of new projects. And also, I'm going to be moving into an office as well down in the centre of Aarhus in the next few weeks, hopefully. So there's a lot of positive things going on around that as well. Getting to meet some new people and potential people to work with on projects as well, video and media projects. So a lot of things going on at the moment. But yeah, I've had this day today where I've just been talking and talking and talking and talking. And of course, what do I do when I get home? I make a cup of tea, I sit on the couch, I fire up Audioboo and just continue talking. But that's been my week. Like I say, going to kick off the CC notebook stuff next week, so keep an eye out for that. But have a really great weekend. I certainly plan to, and yeah, I'll boo you sometime again too. All right, guys, see you.